for March is One Church, and what better place to begin than the birth date of the New Testament church? Today's verses are from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Pentecost is taken from the Greek word, which means 50, which is in reference to this feast that the Lord spoke of in Leviticus chapter 23. It is the feast of the first fruits, and it is a time where they would bring two loaves and wave them before the Lord, and this was an indication of the harvest that was to follow. This was the feast of Pentecost, the first fruits unto the Lord, in other words, the beginning of the harvest. The waving of the two loaves were done in anticipation that there would be a greater harvest, or the main harvest was yet to come. Just before the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven in Acts 1, the resurrected Christ prophesied of the expanding witness after the Holy Ghost was come upon the believers. They were to be witnesses first in Jerusalem, then Judea, on to Samaria, and then the uttermost part of the earth. Ultimately, what took place at Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2 was only the beginning of the harvest. It was the first fruits, if you please. Notice the record of Luke in his gospel right after he, meaning Jesus, opened their understanding of the scriptures concerning the necessity of the suffering and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, meaning Jesus's name, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, Acts 24, verse 47. The apostle Peter, on the day of Pentecost, stood with the 11 when he declared exactly what Jesus had opened their understanding concerning, when he declared repentance, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and the receiving of the gift of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts 2 was just the beginning. Jesus said it was just the beginning. The 120 and the 3,000 that are associated numbers with the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 were like the waving of the two loaves in the feast of the first fruits. It was not the complete harvest. It was only an indication or an anticipation of what would follow. In fact, that harvest that began that day around 30 AD has continued for nearly 2,000 years. Peter's words anticipated the harvest to come, the very words that he uttered on that day of Pentecost. First of all, in verse number 17, he said, quoting the old prophet Joel, "In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." In other words, there was much more of the outpouring of the Spirit anticipated following this day. Secondly, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 39, the apostle Peter said, "For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Acts confirms that Pentecost was indeed the first fruits of the New Testament church, and that the great harvest followed the initial receiving of the Holy Ghost. The very last verse of Acts chapter 2 says, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." In Acts chapter 4 and verse 4, as many as of them that heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 14, believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 1, the number of disciples multiplied. And then in Acts 11, the apostle Peter was giving his testimony to the elders and the other apostles of what had transpired with Cornelius and his household. Peter stated in verse 15, "And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as it did us at the beginning." The beginning he was speaking of was that day of the first fruits, when the Holy Ghost was first given to about 120 persons at Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2. Now the Gentiles had received the same experience. The remainder of the book of Acts is a history book of how what was preached and experienced at the beginning made its way to the uttermost part of the earth. This is the church that Jesus said he would build, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. It's the only true church of Jesus Christ. What they preached in that day is the only true gospel of Jesus Christ. The apostles' doctrine is the only true teaching of the real New Testament church. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, Paul wrote, "There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Yes, it's a narrow way. There's one truth. There's one baptism. There's one Savior. There's one church. Are you one of them? Have you experienced the gift of the Holy Ghost as was received in Acts chapter 2? Have you been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sin? That is exactly what began at Jerusalem and will continue until Jesus returns to take that water-baptized, spirit-filled church unto a place he has prepared for them. It began in Acts chapter 2 and verse 2 with a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It will end with another sound from heaven. The trumpet of the Lord shall sound.